all your favorites. Reserve seat tickets on sale now at MPAC Box Office, 334-481-5100, and at Ticketmaster.com. Kenny G in concert. Visit KennyG.com for more. Presented by MPAC Live.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Blue Water Broadcasting and Capital Chevrolet ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebook, and backpacks to Capital Chevrolet on the Eastern Boulevard. Find new roads at Capital Chevrolet. Help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Friday!
Work is a hellscape.
Friday!
It's time to escape.
Friday!
Freedom, I tasted.
Friday!
My favorite day, it's Friday.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Today, stand by for news.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Breaking news on a shooting in Canada. Reports of at least four people dead in New Brunswick. People in the area being asked to stay home with their doors locked. Here at home, Chicago working to head off a repeat of last weekend. One of the most violent this year for it, with 66 people shot, 12 of them killed.
Governor Rauner says he has no plans to send in the National Guard yet, but Chicago's police force has added over 400 officers to patrol the hardest hit areas this weekend.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. An about-face for a deported woman and her daughter put on a plane to El Salvador while appealing their removal. They're now back in the U.S.
U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan threatened to hold Attorney General Jeff Sessions in contempt if the mother and daughter were not returned to the United States right away.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland, the mom part of an ACLU lawsuit. Fox News, we report, you decide.
We just received a memo that I am about to reveal to members of the morning show. Upper level management expects us to work on Saturday.
What?
Your thoughts, Greg Budell?
Are you crazy? Are you out of your mind?
What do you think, Jay Scott?
Is this how you get your sick kicks?
Your reaction, Emily Hayes?
Well, I'll be a hobbled heifer.
What do you think, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas? I think all of us here on Saturday would be fun. What do you think?
You're stupid.
Well, here's the memo. Where do you want me to stick it?
Stick it where the sun don't bloody shine.
When will I ever learn? Stand by for three men and a lady.
I'd be happy to come in and work on Saturday. Excuse me. We've done it when we needed to. Let's put it that way. Greg Goodell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Awesome.
Rich Thomas. But before we get to the forecast, we've got all the lines lit on today's conundrum. Chance to win a $10 Evo Bistro gift card. 8 out of 10 homes have one of these. It's on the outside, and we know it's smaller than a grill. Those are your hints, and we go to Don first. Don, good morning.
Well, I missed out on the lawnmower, so I got to think about the mailbox.
Mailbox.
Yeah, but
one of our bomb hunters, this.
Wouldn't they all have a mailbox?
Well, I always wanted a
post box.
I always wanted a house with a box by the street,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because last time I had one of those community mailboxes, and I hated it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I got one and then drove into it the first night.
That'll teach you for being there.
I've got a community one, but it's in front of my house.
Right there, And I think he had the kind of influence. He's got a day named his honor. Why wouldn't they put the damn mailbox where he asked for it?
Whoa.
So they do it. For Rich Thomas. How about that, huh? Thanks for the call, Don. Try again. Let's go back to Kathy next.
Hi.
Okay, he stole mine. I'm trying to think.
Okay.
I don't know. How about a welcome mat?
Well, why don't we try that? 8 out of 10 homes have a welcome mat on the outside.
Guess what? That's what we're looking for.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Welcome,
Matt. That's great. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now, does a welcome mat mean it says welcome? Or, because we have a mat behind one of our doors.
You have a mat that I want very badly, from like with but with my name on it. The cassette tape.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
That looks so good.
Now they know you want one.
I think a lot of them
note to self
say welcome, though.
The front says welcome. Right. The back says wipe your paws.
Yeah.
I have one that's in the shape of home plate that has the word home on top of it, which is nice. Yeah.
That's a good one.
So you now have a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, and stay on the line because Jay Scott's going to set you up with that. Papa John, you would have been next.
And you know what? I would have never thought of that, but I thought of what would go under the mat. House key.
House key, yeah.
Greg, I just wanted to remind you with this new program you're going on, and it's like I said before, I told you the other night, try to give yourself a break on the weekend so you just kind of a change of lifestyle instead of just a diet. And another thing, remember,
thank you.
Eggs are one of the best things that you can eat. Great protein source, almost no fat.
I agree.
And I'll try to keep you supplied. Just the chickens have slowed down a bunch, but just let me know when, and I'll make sure.
Why do the chickens slow down? I'm just curious.
Well, there's a lot of different schools of thought. Sometimes it's because of the weather, either too cold or too hot. Plus, mine are getting kind of old.
I was going to say, is there a thing called like chicken paws they go through? Where
absolutely, but when they get about 4 or 5 years old, they slow down to the point where it's almost non-existent.
But boy, they make such great eggs.
Eggs are great. Yep, they're incredible edible eggs.
If we could get Papa John to crank up production, I could get Brad McDonald, and we would make free-range key lime pies.
You know what? I thought about that, and we're in the process of trying to get the farm fixed up so we can sell it and move back to the coast. Oh. So we're not getting any more chickens, I don't think.
Oh.
So that's how that goes.
Well, we'd hate to lose you from the area, I can tell you that, my friend.
Hey, I can go stream it, so... All right, guys. Y'all have a good
Thanks
day.
For calling. Have a great weekend.
Gosh, I've been to his house. It was a long time ago. We went up there for a Sunday dinner. Had a wonderful time, and it is in Elmore County, and just such a peaceful, so far away from it. I could have my own chickens. Think of the omelets I could make for you guys.
Oof.
809.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialist.
I see a cluster of showers now just to the north of the Tallapoosa County border, and I see a shower trying to develop just east of Alexander City. So we're getting an early start. Partly sunny today with a high around 90. All signs point to showers and thunderstorms becoming scattered to numerous by later on this afternoon and into the evening hours tonight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side, you know, with gusty winds and some dangerous cloud-to-ground lightning. So if you're close enough to hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck. Risk of showers continues well into the evening hours before fading out, low 75. Tomorrow, showers will be hard to find on the radar. There'll be lots of sunshine. We can't rule out an isolated storm, but the rain chance is small tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. And then Sunday, look for a high in the low to mid-90s again with spotty afternoon and evening storms. So check out my morning video this morning and find out the details about a double feature in the sky this weekend, including an incredible space station flyover that's going to be very bright and straight overhead tomorrow night, and the Perseid meteor shower, which peaks tomorrow night and Sunday night. You want to know more details about what you need to know as far as viewing either of those or both of those, check out my morning video that's online on my Facebook page. It's also, if you have our weather app, it's the first thing that comes up on the weather app, and you just click on it, and there you get all the information. This morning now, clear skies, calm winds. Temperature is 74 at 8:11.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
All right, heading back down to the traffic dungeon at 8:11.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see business pick up just a little bit around South Boulevard. Nothing to worry about, though. Up on the East Boulevard around Lagoon Park, still some slow traffic up there, and right around Retumka Highway, where you turn off of North Boulevard. There is a little bit of slow traffic up there. Also up around Redland Road on 231. Don't see anything on the interstate systems that's going to give you any trouble. Atlanta Highway is looking pretty good until you get right to the downtown area. This time of year, your pet wants to be outside. Invisible Fence has many plans to keep your pet safe and at home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I was just thinking, 31 or more years ago, if somebody was an offender bender here in town, they were at the mercy of some disreputable people. Where are you getting your car fixed? Shifty's. Shifty's Auto Body.
And they were always closed on Saturday.
And Sports Bar.
There were, let's put it this way, historically speaking, quite a few shenanigans, and much of it done at the expense of consumers.
Also the name of a detailership, auto place. Shenanigans.
Oh, no kidding.
No, I'm just... Oh, yeah. That's another good one that would be called... Yeah, shenanigans.
Well, until Donnie Turner came along, there was a lot of gamesmanship between auto body repair shops and insurance companies in that, well, you know, you could skip this step here. Yeah, the customer won't know, and you can pocket that profit. Or split it with me, even better. You know, that kind of stuff happened. It was almost routine.
Yeah.
Donnie Turner comes along and says, not here. Not at Montgomery Paint and Body. And they have now compelled the rest of the business to stop the chicanery, the shenanigans, and the shiftiness, and to play it straight. Nobody does it better. I'll tell you, you know, equipment, there's talented people, but the big difference at Montgomery Paint and Body is Donnie Turner and his son Brandon, because of the standards they insist on. Joey had some work done on his car, and there were a couple of things that Donnie knows. Do you mind if I, you know, he had a brake light that wouldn't come on. It says, I'll fix that for you. He didn't want to bring the car back to Joey with that light. It was bugging him. That's what I'm talking about. It's the little things. So when your car is repaired and put back together after a fender bender, they not only take care of it to the finest detail on the outside, they make the inside look glorious as well, as good as they possibly can. So good as new, maybe better is always the goal. And that's what you'll see when you go to get your car after all the grief following a wreck, that jaw-dropping moment when you see it for the first time. That's what they're aiming to do. At Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27-WRECK, wreck being spelled with A-W. Later this hour, we have the Emily segment.
Yay!
For everybody
that... Was that a whale?
we were referring to a random fact. That is not me.
Would you care to elaborate on what that random fact was?
Yes. I was... The loudest animal in the world happens to be a certain type of whale. And so that's what we were referring to, and I wish I would have just shut my mouth. Shut my mouth. Turn off my mic. Bailey.
Shame.
Bailey.
Shame.
But shame. I realize now how that came across to anybody just listening. And I'm sorry.
I thought it was hilarious.
I apologize. For those of us who were listening to Random Facts, you understand. I'm just going to go sit in a corner.
Why?
You've really gone and done it now.
I'm so sorry. Awful.
Well, now you know why occasionally we call him
incorrigible.
No, that was just uncalled for.
Coming up, we're going to replay something that we premiered
I'm
in
so
the...
so sorry.
Hey, play it. You probably get like an enormous wedding gift, you know. Just keep pushing
it's
the
getting bigger.
Lever.
It's getting bigger all the time.
You can turn this into...
It's a new car.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm so red.
I
feel awful. I wish I could take that back.
All right. Okay. What we're going to play coming up is something we premiered in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. and it's become viral. It's the millennials' version of the Billy Joel classic, We Didn't Start the Fire. Right now, your local news at 8:16.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are searching for a man who carjacked a woman in Cloverdale Wednesday night. The victim said she was taking items out of her vehicle when a man with a handgun came up to her and demanded money. They say he then grabbed her purse and took off in her car. A Selma woman will serve 16 years in prison for the 2012 shooting death of her live-in boyfriend. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 54-year-old Elizabeth Blunt was about to go on trial for murder when she pled guilty to manslaughter. And we're hitting the road again this week for Your Town Friday. This week, we'll be taking part in a special competition. It's called Friday Night Fights. It's a fundraiser for the YMCA. It raises money for families who can't afford YMCA memberships and helps feed kids through the Brown Bag Bus Program. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. The fun will begin. It's the weekend. Your office mates are loony. Your boss is really kooky. But you have done your duty. It's Friday finally. So you don't have to look back. At 5 o'clock you'll relax and crack open a six-pack. It's Friday finally.
What's my story? Well, it's a long story. My wife and I have been with Max since before my first daughter was born. Now we have three grown girls.
Oh, those girls are going to deal them fits. They're almost too pretty for their own good. I've known them since they were knee-high to a grasshopper.
Max has always been there. Now the oldest is getting married this summer, and the twins are off to college in the fall.
I heard the oldest is marrying an architect. I'm just so proud. And the twins going off to university, my goodness.
I don't know what we'd do without Max.
Oh, it's nothing much. I just helped him out with a few simple things, like a home equity line of credit and a money market deposit account for the wedding.
Sarah really knows her stuff, but even more important than that, she knows us. It's a relationship, and that's why I always trust Max. My financial institution.
Come see us. We'd love to hear your story. Max, smart money made simple. Certain restrictions apply for qualified borrowers. Equal housing lender. NMLS number 410580. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know that Big A Tires has been serving the Montgomery area for 40 years? Well, Big A Tires carries all tire brands priced for your budget, including Michelin, Bridgestone, Firestone, Cooper, and more. They even have used tires. But Big A Tires also specializes in complete auto repair, including check engine diagnostics, air conditioning repair, brakes, oil changes. Yes, they have them. Want to get rid of that check engine light that's been on there for a while? They can take care of it. Squeal or bumpy ride, Big A Tires. Did you buy your tires that won't fit and need adapters? Did you buy parts or tires and you need to have them installed? Big A Tires can take care of that as well. Even truck tires, I got them. And listen, Michelin and BF Goodrich and Uniroyal, $10 over cost. Shoot, Big A also carries tires for your trailer, ATV, lawnmower, and even more. Their motto has been, they treat you like family. Big A Tires, they're located on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Like them on Facebook or visit their website at BigATires.com.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pet Food Shops. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon, on News Talk 93.1 FM.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You know, I'm sick and tired of all the haters out there saying that millennials suck and that we're all stupid and entitled little b****s. Read a book, man. That's how kids have always been. I'm not going to take it anymore. It's not our fault we were born. It's our parents' fault.
And that's what this song's all about. It's about how we millennials didn't start the dumpster fire of history. All the old people in this song did. Like Harry Truman, Doris Day, Red China, Johnny Ray, South Pacific, Walter Winchell, Joe DiMaggio, Joe McCarthy, Richard Nixon, Studebaker, Television, North Korea, South Korea, Marilyn Monroe. If you're over the age of 35, you got some explaining to do, man. Rosenberg's H-bomb, Sugar Ray, Jean-Jean Brando, the king and I, and the catcher in the rye. Eisenhower vaccine, England's got a new queen. Marciano, Liberace, Santana, goodbye. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire, so stop blaming us. No, we didn't light it, but we tried to fight it. Yeah. Hemingway, Eichmann, Stranger in a Strange Land, Dylan, Berlin, Bay of Pigs invasion, Pope Paul, Malcolm X, British politician sex, JFK, blown away. What else do I have to say? We didn't start the fire. No, but when we are gone, will it still be burning on and on and on and on?
Blame Storming, 822 News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. That was new. Hard to believe, 3 weeks from today, the first Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon.
There you go.
As we launch this football season with the weekly prediction contest, some great stuff from Don Duncan. And I guess he's, because I heard Dan mention it yesterday, he's kind of like got overflow issues in his second location at one location.
Uh-huh.
So I'll ask him to tell us what that's all about. But now, those of you who live in postcard like Millbrook, you have a Don Duncan there up on Highway 14. And you should take your car there. Where are we cramming the van today? Is it at Capital Chevrolet?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Hold, please.
Hold, please. Okay. We're on hold. You have some hold music?
Well, sure. We got all kinds of hold music here. How about
then you forget why you called, right?
Yeah. But you know what you want. You just forget why you called.
I got you.
Now, there may be one right there on the counter, Emily.
Yeah.
That one there. Yeah. Right there. Well, you only got 9 seconds of this delightful music.
I don't want to say the wrong thing.
Your call will be the first answered in line.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't realize this is what you were playing. That's great. today we'll be cramming the van over at Capital Chevrolet on Eastern Boulevard from 11:30 until 1.
There you go.
It's our last day. What is your problem, Jay? It is our last day to that we will be collecting school supplies for the kids and teachers of the River Region. So either come see us today at Capital Chevrolet from 11:30 until 1, or stop by there and our other fine sponsors during normal business hours. Holly's Home Furnishings on Wetumpka Highway, Saza's Serious Italian downtown on Commerce Street, Capital City Ace Hardware on Taylor Road, here at Blue Water Broadcasting on Wall Street, and of course Capital Chevrolet. If you need more details on Cram the Van, just go to Newstalk 93.1 a day again.
By the way, when we say Wall Street, it's a little spur off of Carmichael.
Or I-85 Parkway.
Yeah,
Carmichael, I-85 Parkway, right, Wall Street.
There's that word again, spur. Oh, no, that was a different word. It's funny, we have Wall Street, which is like, what, a block long here?
Yeah.
And if you go out in the country by Reds, there's a road off the road you take to get to Red Schoolhouse called Broadway. And it's just a two-lane, barely paved road that goes to, like...
Give my regards to Broadway, will you?
I do that every time I pass by. Let's give our regards to Gino.
Good morning.
Hey.
Emily.
That's me.
I have three questions to ask you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, you got me.
If you have your appendage taken out, what do you call that?
If you have your what removed?
Appendix.
Yep, appendix.
Appendectomy.
How about your tonsils?
Tonsillectomy.
Here we go.
How about a growth off your head?
How about what?
A growth off your head.
A growth off your head?
Yes.
What is that?
I don't know.
Here comes the joke.
It's a haircut.
Oh.
Okay.
You'd be surprised. I've never had anybody answer that thing with a haircut. I've been telling it years. But y'all have a blessed day.
Well, thank
enjoying
you.
Enjoying your show.
Appreciate it, Gino. Back to the joke laboratory. Here's, got some news of the weird here.
This should be the replay show.
I think we'll be re-listening to it in the boss's office at 9 o'clock. Possibly. This is a question that's come up frequently, and I've heard it because I know people who have gotten sober, like me, worry about stuff like this, especially those who are going through a period where they're getting drug tested at work, and that's a condition of employment and so forth. A woman in labor at St. Joe's Medical Center in Maryland, a doctor said she tested positive for opiates. She was taking nothing, had been prescribed nothing, and then remember eating a poppy seed bagel for breakfast.
Ah, poppies!
Because of the test result, her daughter had to stay in the hospital for 5 days while mom was assigned a caseworker.
Huh.
After they figured out the situation, the caseworker closed the case. The USDA explains on its website, while poppy seeds don't actually contain morphine, the seeds can become coated by or absorb opium extract during harvest. Opium is the milky substance that's extracted along with poppy seeds from the seed pod of the opium poppy. You following me here?
Oh, yeah. Hey, a little
bit. There'll be a test afterwards after all the petals have fallen off.
Is it in the Wizard of Oz where
they sleep in the poppy field?
Yeah. And they get sleepy. Puppies.
I think that whole movie was that and Dumbo. Parts of Dumbo were conceptualized by people who were thinking abstractly.
Well, yeah. Walt Disney was a fan of certain opiates.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what's happening right now with opiates. You know, every time the government says, we've declared war, you know what they've declared war on? They've declared war on everyday people and doctors and others who are following the rules and scaring them and preventing them from giving people what they need for pain. It's really sickening. Build the damn wall, keep the stuff from coming in over the border so it's not in the streets, and let the doctors exercise their expertise and authority the way it should be. Speaking of drugs, the devil's lettuce, Jay.
Ah, yes. Jazz cabbage.
Jazz cabbage. Authorities in Indiana arrested two men when a commercial vehicle inspection of a truck uncovered 260 pounds of the devil's lettuce under several hundred pounds of actual lettuce.
Wow.
The occupants of the truck, guess what state they were from?
Well, maybe. What do you think, Emily?
Yeah. I think Florida.
Yep.
Florida.
Massachusetts.
The truck was headed from Colorado to Florida with all that pot. Mm-hmm. The officer said, let us arrest you.
Let us. Daddy.
Will they do jail time? It remains to be seen.
Oh!
That's a check, please.
Oh, man.
Don't forget to tip your waiters and waitresses on the way out the door.
Oh, haka,
waka, waka. And,
remains to be seen.
And then this story here. It must be very nice to receive a ring from someone that's worth 30 grand, huh?
Yeah.
It must feel that much worse on the opposite end when you lose a ring that was given to you that's worth $30,000. This happened in San Diego. The city put out a Facebook post that the ring accidentally ended up in the trash when the owner and her family were cleaning the house. They realized the ring had been thrown out just after the truck had left their block, so they contacted city officials for help. It took them only 4 minutes to find the ring.
Well, because it was close to the top, maybe, of the, you know what I mean? Where they dump it?
The city is publicizing this because they used GPS to identify which truck to check at the landfill. It had already gotten to the landfill.
That's cool.
Yeah, so they got the ring back in perfect condition, but you can't count on that kind of a result every time. This is Terry on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm thinking, oh, my God, now they're going to monitor poppy seed use, right?
Why not? They want to run every aspect of your life, and now they're... When I hear people have to go to some, not all, but some who are prescribed a painkiller,
yeah,
a narco drug or whatever they're calling it, they have to go to Walmart every week. If you're getting a drug like that, chances are you're in so much pain, going to Walmart every week is not going to help your situation. It's
no.
crazy.
No.
It's easy to punish us. We're just regular law-abiding citizens.
You just made me think of poppy seed dressing. You ever had that on
yes.
the salad?
So good.
Oh,
it's so
really good.
Eric's mom makes a poppy seed chicken casserole.
Oh,
it's really
I like
good.
That, too.
Why
not? I mean, it's really getting ridiculous.
Somebody got busted yesterday.
The pill mill. Yeah, the pill mill. Is that
well,
what they call it?
You know what they do? Thank you for the call. What they do is they every time one of those scripts is written, it goes into a registry.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have a computer that can rank all of every doctor in the state of Alabama in order of the amount of those.
How many they've written? Yeah.
Right.
But who's to, and obviously there were some abuses, that big case from a year or two ago where they arrested a bunch of people, but...
Right, that's what they're talking about it in here.
Just because you're prescribing more of one particular type of medication, maybe you're a specialist and you're dealing with more people in pain. It's, I don't know, it's a great lay. We made the headlines.
This guy was over on Winton Blunt Boulevard.
Yeah, and they said they rated it like it was a cartel.
Oh, it's the DEA.
Yeah.
This was not local police or, you know, or the state. It was DEA.
Freaked out a lot of people over that
I bet it did.
If you are in need of anything to maintain the outside of your home, may I recommend you bring it to Lewis Lawn, or maybe you already have something to maintain the outside of your home and it's not working. Well, I remember one time a buddy of mine that was moving to the Gulf to a condo had no further use. He says, I got a couple of chainsaws here. I haven't started them for a while, but they should work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I couldn't get them started, so I took them to Lewis Lawn, and in about 10 minutes, they had them both working again. If you have something like that at home, don't hesitate to call them at 244-9191 to see if they can help you. That's like getting a gift. If you have something that's not working, they're the people you want to call. But if you need something new, or if you need something neat, Lewis Lawn carries a great brand, everything from the big zero turn Toros and X Marks to the smaller individual mowers. I have a Toro self propel, runs like a champ, and it's great exercise keeping up with that thing, mowing the lawn, does a great job too. With about 3 months of mowing time left, you may want to get the blade sharpened. It's easy to detach, bring it to Lewis Lawn, and for a few bucks, they'll sharpen it up, and you'll get that nice, even outfield cut that you want for your grass. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, everything you need to keep a beautiful and tidy home outside, they've got it. And a full service department to back up your purchase at Lewis Lawn. Wonderful folks, Chad Sasser, Amy and Haley and the Lewises, terrific group of folks, do business with the local team at Lewis Lawn, open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 1135 Northeastern Bypass. The number to call is 244-9191.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Things are still looking really good. Light traffic pattern so far this morning. Interstate systems are all clear. Boulevard Atlanta, Highway 31's Taylor and Vaughn, all clear so far. For custom decks, painting, and privacy fencing, call Prestige Home Improvements and get a free estimate. Prestige Home Improvements, 334-398-1756. That's 398-1756. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Selma woman will serve 16 years in prison for the 2012 shooting death of her live-in boyfriend. District Attorney Michael Jackson says 54-year-old Elizabeth Blunt was about to go on trial for murder when she pled guilty to manslaughter. Montgomery police are searching for a man who carjacked a woman in Cloverdale Wednesday night. The victim said she was taking items out of her vehicle when a man with a handgun came up to her and demanded money. They say he then grabbed her purse and took off in her car. And we're hitting the road again this week for Your Town Friday. This week, we're taking part in a special competition. It's called Friday Night Fights. It's a fundraiser for the YMCA. It raises money for families who can't afford YMCA memberships and helps feed kids through the Brown Bag Bus Program. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Partly sunny today with scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms developing, especially by this afternoon and this evening, although we do see a few on the radar already out towards Marion and back just to the north of Alexander City. High today around 90. Risk of storms will continue well into the evening hours tonight before fading out. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, lots of sun around. In fact, finding a storm on the radar tomorrow is going to be tough. Maybe an isolated storm, but they'll be few and far between, high in the lower 90s. And then Sunday, with a high in the low to mid-90s, spotty afternoon storms return. Not much change Monday. Don't forget the meteor shower is peaking, the Perseid meteor shower is peaking late tomorrow night and late Sunday night. And everybody goes, you know, what time does that start? Well, there's no start time, you know, it's not like that. But they're best viewed well after midnight and away from city lights, get away from light pollution. And then, by the way, before that, in the 8 o'clock hour, a particularly spectacular space station flyover tomorrow night that starts at, well, you'll see that one at 8:03 in the northwestern sky, and then it moves straight overhead, and by 8:06 it's in the southeastern sky. It's going to be a really, really good one. And what, you know, one thing I do, and it's really easy, just set your, you know, tell Siri to set an alarm for 8:06 tomorrow night, or 8:03 tomorrow night, and that's a good way to remember it, all right, because you'll forget. You got the meteor shower tomorrow night, and then the Perseid meteor, you have the space station flyover, then the meteor shower, so a double feature in the sky. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds, and temperature is 74 with 94% relative humidity at 8:38.
Call Dad.
No, Ella, call Chad.
Attention homeowners. You can save hundreds or even thousands on your heating and air conditioning system. Since 1993, Chad personally comes to your home for free to give you all your options. And since he's not a paid salesman, that alone can save you 5 to 10%. How about a 3-ton unit for only $4,996? Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
There. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. My team and I greatly appreciate your business. Because of your support, we are celebrating our 5th year of service. As a token of our gratitude, we are now offering others who serve our communities with a $500 lender credit towards closing costs. Active military veterans, first responders, teachers, and nurses, thank you for all you do. Call us now at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Just the other day, we helped a fireman from Montgomery lower his monthly payments by lowering his interest rate and providing him with the cash out that he needed to pay off high-rate credit card debt. This could be you. What are you waiting for? Call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Prattville Carpet wants to let you know about their new incredible waterproof flooring. It'll stand up to kids, pets, everyday spills and messes. Just call 285-8117. They'll be glad to come out and give you a free estimate and let you know about the 12 months interest-free credit they're offering. And don't forget about the incredible Smart Strand Carpet with hundreds of different designs for your bedrooms, living room and dining rooms. Call today, 285-8117. Prattville Carpet appreciates your business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
No. Gather my own. It's 8:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That hoo-ah, we used it earlier for something.
Well, Rich said, Rich started a conversation and said,
Oh, yeah.
But it sounded like hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah.
Well, last night I watched Godfather Part 3 for the first time in a long time. And I wasn't quite as harsh.
Okay.
A critic watching, it's been years.
Yeah.
And I remember the first time I watched it, I was so let down because the first two movies were so well done. But
it, that's how you should watch that. Watch Godfather 1 and 2, and then wait like a year and a half to 2 years, and then watch 3, and you'll be okay.
Or the big one.
Oh,
the long
the long
where,
cuts?
Where they put it all, everything in order.
The 6-hour version?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I was much nicer to Francis Ford Coppola's daughter in her role. It was just interesting. They get a little bit carried away at the end because, like, it's another one of those. It's like the scene in the first one where the baby's being christened, and as the baby's being christened, there's people getting gunned down all over New York. And it kind of happens when they're at the Opera House at the end of the third movie with a similar situation happening. But I found myself unable to stop watching it.
The big quote from that movie is, "What I try to be break, or try to break away, and they keep pulling. What is it?
They keep pulling me in.
They keep pulling me back.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the line.
He's Al
just
Pacino's,
when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Just right, exactly, yeah. Exactly. Great line from the movie. William B.
Hey, you were talking about that clinic that got raided yesterday. I heard on one news report last night that stemmed from somebody who felt like her sister was being prescribed pain pills and she didn't really need them, so she reported that doctor.
Oh.
Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I guess she knew better than the doctor. I don't know.
I mean, who knows the circumstances? I was reading the paper about it this morning, but they were quoting somebody as saying that he just easily wrote these prescriptions. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows?
Well, I don't know. It could be, but it just seems, you know, seems kind of weird that, you know, you can just say, well, I don't like what that doctor's prescribing, so,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, you can get people in trouble all kinds of ways just by doing that these days, can't you?
Right. I'm telling you, man, it's the best.
And hey, anyway, you know, we're talking to end. It's all going to end. You're going to have an arm falling off before they'll give you something because they'll be too afraid. And
right.
It's scary being a doctor because of all the things you could be up against and charged with.
It is so wrong. It is wrong that a doctor has to even think about that. They go to school, they learn. And if you can't trust them after all the experience they put together to be able to write a prescription, we're in sad shape.
Yeah, it's terrible. But anyway, I just wanted to kind of throw that in there. Listen, have a great weekend, and I'll be checking in Monday, probably.
I appreciate it. Have a good weekend. Thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Mum Nut stopped by to say hi.
Yeah, I know. It's been a while. Hey, I got to go to GFD today. Is anybody in particular I should ask for? They're all fine.
Georgia
Floors Direct? Jeff Mallinson is our guy there, but everybody there is part of the team, so just mention News Talk.
How you spell that? Mallinson or whatever.
Drop my name. Jeff Mallinson. He is the Lord of the Laminates. Tell him you're a fan of Lord of the Laminates.
Oh, Lord of the... Yeah, remember that. Hey, y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
See you. Our Morning Maroon nominees are coming up in just a second, but this is a breaking news story that should make some people feel better about their lives.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Everybody, I think this is natural, because we all go through times where it seems like everybody's having a good time but you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got someone to love, and everybody's happy, and everybody's making more money. Big pity party going, but a study, this is from BuzzFeed.com, if you've been thinking that everybody's been getting more whoopee than you, here's good news, because they're not. Basically, it says here, no one's got, quote, a great sex life. The survey asked how much you think the average person has in a month, and the average answer is between 14 and 17 times, or once every 2 to 3 days. But that's not close to reality. It's actually, according to this study, an average about once a week or 4 to 6 times a month. So next time somebody accuses you of not being up to the national standard as a whoopee provider, show them. You just write me. I'll send you a copy of the story. It's on BuzzFeed.com if you want to look it up. Right now, great dining choice for tonight or Saturday.
Or any day, any
seafood
time of
bistro.
Day, really.
Correct. The Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, which right over here, brand new location. In fact, I got a text yesterday. If you go in the afternoon now, they have tinted the windows because the sun would fall directly on that side, just blast right in there.
He was telling us he was going to do that.
Yeah, so they finally got the windows tinted over there in the afternoon, so we have the sun blazing in on you. They got the platters, which are great. So you can get one of the platters, or you can get a combination platter, which has the gator, which I still have not tried gator yet.
It's really good. I've had it there, you know, if you want me to help.
Yeah. It's very tasty. Nothing. It's a very flavorful but not unusual taste.
Snapper, tilapia, whitefish, all that great stuff. And the salads, tons of those as well. Check them out online at theseafoodbistro.com, where you can see the entire menu that is changing frequently. They're going to have wings on the list here pretty soon. We're going to have to update our menu here. And you can like them on Facebook, follow them on Facebook to get a look at all that stuff. There was a great picture of both Seafood Bistro and Chappie's the other day with Jessica and Chef Paul. And one of the Costanzas there from Chappie's. With a picture there. So
that enjoy was the dinner bell you heard in the background.
That's right. It's Bailey's dinner bell. But no, Bailey, we're done with 8 o'clock chicken.
Time for 11 o'clock. They open up at 11 today and every day at the Seafood Bistro.
Okay, and coming up, we're going to give away some great stuff for those of you who cared enough to participate in our silly games and bits during the course of the week, and our Morning Maroon nominees. So stay tuned.
His career has spanned decades, his music timeless, his awards numerous, and October 25th, he shares it all with you. The Montgomery Performing Arts Center is proud to announce An Evening with Kenny G, October 25th at 8 p.m.
One of the most iconic and best-selling instrumental musicians of all time, Kenny G will perform your favorites from his decades-long career alongside new works. The Grammy Award-winning Kenny G will take the stage at 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 25th. Tickets go on sale this Friday, August 10th at 10 a.m. Get yours online at Ticketmaster.com or at the Impact box office. An Evening with Kenny G, October 25th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Looking for insurance? Or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier. How does quality coverage with local service at competitive rates sound to you? The folks at MyStark offer just that. Bundle your car, home, life insurance, and more to save hundreds with them. As an independent agency with over 20 of the top-rated national carriers like Travelers, Cincinnati, Auto Owners, Progressive, Encompass, Chubb, and Pure, to name a few, MyStark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Their reputation speaks for itself, as it is unrivaled in the River Region. Since their inception in 1929, almost 90 years ago, they've gotten to know the city well and have a staff equipped to bring you the best customer service. They chose a dog as their mascot for a reason. Dog is man's best friend. So let Starkey be yours. Quote with them and they'll have Starkey sniff out the best coverage for you. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/MyStark Insurance and on Instagram and Twitter under MyStark. You can visit their site at MyStark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
There's no place like home. It has a certain magic all its own. Memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Had yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Key Lime Pie can be a crowd pleaser. That's why we mix tangy key lime ice cream, graham cracker crust, and a luscious mango sauce swirl to make our new Key Lime Mango Tart. Bet everyone will want a slice. I mean, a bowl.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell Country Day.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Cloverland AG and Haneville AG.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's August 10th, the greatest day ever. On the 10th of August, 1937, a patent was issued to the Electro String Corporation for the world's first electric guitar. Was granted only after extensive testing to see if the electric guitar could be played upside down, behind the back, then with the teeth, and then set on fire. Have a great August 10th, the greatest day ever.
You know, J.Y., the great guitarist from Styx, fantastic guitarist, but he used to play the national anthem with his tongue.
What?
Yeah. And it just, and I would be sitting right off to the side of the
on
stage.
On the guitar? He would play it on the with his tongue?
It just grossed me out.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
But yes, I bet it sounded more like that other sound effect you have.
Oh, this?
Everybody stand.
Let's get former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right?
You're cruising for a bruising.
It's time for Morning Brew nominees. Here we go.
This morning's first nominee, Greg Pudell.
What did I do?
Playing the hot key that someone hates the most. Oh. Not once, but twice.
I know, it was the why one you hated the most.
Why would you just bring up everything I hate?
What are you, 9 years old in fourth grade?
I hate the tongue thing.
I keep track of them.
I hate it.
Keep track of the things you hate.
Here's our first nominee. There was a guy, guess what state?
Delaware.
Yeah, Florida. 24-year-old James Jordan in Clearwater was at a hibachi restaurant on Sunday night when apparently he decided this is a good time to strip down and dance erotically in front of a woman at a one of those hibachi tables that's got seating for
Oh,
like
sure.
Oh, no.
Because
everybody
wants to see you.
There goes the food.
There.
He
was arrested. Those who saw the dance said it was a sake version of.
Got your joke there. If anybody didn't.
If.
Sake to me.
You want to make sure you don't get too close to that hibachi grill.
Right.
If you're naked like that.
Mm-hmm. Now we go to Nebraska. North Plant. A guy there flipped his car Wednesday morning, tried to flee the scene. He had somebody pick him up, then called 911. He said he didn't want to talk to the cops. He even threatened to attack them if they tried to find him, but they tracked him down anyway and pulled him over. And that's when the guy jumped out of the car, picked up a frog, and tries to use it. It's a hostage.
They picked up a frog? I'll kill this frog. Don't you come in.
Was it the WB frog, though, that does the dance and everything?
He's holding this poor frog. Said the frog. He wouldn't respond to commands and started throwing trash while holding onto the frog. It's not clear what charges they're facing, but police suspect drugs and alcohol may have been.
No.
How could that be?
Kermit, no.
Car 4, we have a hostage frog situation over a. No.
And then the last one here, a guy in England called the police because his wife was snoring loudly.
Okay.
Yeah, they received a 911 call from a guy in West Midlands, England. He called, his wife was snoring too loudly, said she sounded like a motorbike, and he just didn't know what to do. The dispatcher said it's not a police emergency. Get medical help when your wife, and also was fined for misuse of their
not
emergency
very
phone
fine.
System.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the
frog. The frog.
You know, grabbing a frog. This frog dies if you come one step closer.
I know, you're just picturing that.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
And this is where we give away some really cool stuff. We're cramming the van today, by the way, at Capital City Chevrolet. And that's from 11:30 to 1, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's the last day the big bread box will be out there. So please help us, although we will let you stop by the radio station. Mm-hmm. In fact, during happy hour this afternoon, if you want me to cram it, just bring it here, and I'll do it for you.
That's the kind of guy you are.
That's exactly right.
Our barrel downstairs is practically full, but bring it more. We'll cram more in that barrel and then put it in the van.
First up, a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Pecan. And the winning number is?
37.
Try not to. That's Tim G.
Tim G. No relation to Kenny G. He's won a $25 gift certificate to Tucker Khan. Remember, the next time your family has that hankering,
let's get nuts.
Head to Tucker Pecan on North McDonough. Now we have
somebody with a name Kenny and last name.
From Don Duncan, All American Tire, now the full service on your vehicle goes to number
47.